array of colours of even the pulverised world, then he rubs it away off his fingertips. This is myself distilled. If so, then death's a sorry disappointment. Thank you for having me, Death. Please excuse me. Must get back to it. Life. He stands up. It doesn't hurt. Not so much, too. Now then. Home. Which way? He turns a half circle. Sea, shoreline, sand, stones, tall grass, dunes, flatland behind the dunes, trees past the flatland, a line of woods, all the way back round to the sea again. The sea is strange and calm. Then it strikes him how unusually good his eyes are today. I mean, I can see not just those woods, I can see not just that tree, I can see not just that leaf on that tree, I can see the stem connecting that leaf to that tree. He can focus on the loaded seed head at the end of any piece of grass on those dunes over there pretty much as if he were using a camera zoom. And did he just look down at his own hand and see not just his hand in focus and not just a scuff of sand on the side of his hand, but several separate grains of sand so clearly delineated that he can see their edges and, hand goes to his forehead, no glasses? Well. He rubs sand off his legs and arms and chest, then off his hands. He watches the flight of the grains of it as it dusts away from him in the air. He reaches down, fills his hand with sand. Look at that. So many. Chorus. How many worlds can you hold in a hand, in a handful of sand? Repeat. He opens his fingers. The sand drifts down. Now that he's up on his feet, he is hungry. Can you be hungry and dead? Of course you can. All those hungry ghosts eating people's hearts and minds. He turns the full circle back to the sea. He hasn't been on a boat for more than 50 years, and that wasn't really a boat. It was a terrible novelty bar, party place on the river. He sits down on the sand and stones again, but the bones are hurting in his... He doesn't want to use impolite language. There's a girl there, further up the shore. Are hurting like... He doesn't want to use impolite... A girl? Yes. With a ring of girls round her, all doing a wavy, ancient, Greek-looking dance. The girls are quite close. They're coming closer. This won't do. The nakedness. Then he looks down again with his new eyes at where his old body was a moment ago, and he knows he is dead. He must be dead. He is surely dead, because his body looks different from the last time he looked down at it. It looks better. It looks rather good as bodies go. It looks very familiar, very like his own body, but back when it was young. A girl is nearby. Girls. Sweet, deep panic and shame flood through him. He makes a dash for the long grass dunes. He can run, really run. He puts his head round the side of a grass tuft to check nobody can see him, nobody coming, and up and off again. Not even breathless, across the flatland towards those woods. There will be cover in the woods. There will maybe be something too with which to cover himself up. But pure joy! He'd forgotten what it feels like to feel even just the thought of one's own bared self near someone else's beauty. There's a little copse of trees. He slips into the copse. Perfect. The ground in the shade, carpeted with leaves. The fallen leaves under his handsome young feet are dry and firm. And on the lower branches of the trees, too, a wealth of leaves still bright green. And look, the hair on his body is dark black again all up his arms. And from his chest down to the groin where it's thick. Ah, not just the hair. Everything is thickening. Look. This is